Dwindling populations put hospitals in rural areas in a catch-22 situation. Communities rely on the institutions but aren't big enough to support them. In fact, nearly 700 rural hospitals across the U.S. are at risk of financial collapse. Side Effects Public Media's Bram Sable-Smith takes us to one of those struggling hospitals in Missouri to see how its community has helped keep it alive.
Here's how quickly a rural hospital can find itself on the brink of collapse. Every year, the Pemiscot County Hospital loses between $7 and $9 million treating patients who can't afford to pay. So in early 2013, Carrie Noble, the hospital's CEO, pleaded for Missouri to expand Medicaid to help cover some of those losses.
We will no longer be in existence if this passage of this expansion does not occur.
That expansion never happened, and by August, the hospital had a payroll it couldn't meet.
About $750,000.
Plus a bond payment.
Right at $500,000.
And they'd soon learn they'd missed out on millions due to, basically, an accounting error on a state Medicaid survey.
Line 85 had been left blank.
There's a big reason rural hospitals like Pemiscot County can be so suddenly vulnerable, and it's been plaguing them since day one. So to find out more, I went down to Caruthersville, the government seat of Pemiscot County, to meet with Earl Bullington, an advisor with Focus Bank, which ended up rescuing the county hospital.
Let me show you some pictures that I'll tell you how I wound up with them.
In his office, just a stone's throw from the Mississippi River, Bullington points to a series of paintings on the wall, each depicting the land his family farmed for over 100 years.
My granddad farmed it, my dad farmed it, and then me and my brother farmed it.
Aside from a few years away for college, Bullington has spent all 83 years of his life here in Pemiscot County. As a teenager, he watched with pride as the county hospital was built. He also saw the arrival of an invention that's inadvertently doomed the hospital, the mechanical cotton picker.
A farmer by the name of Looney Holland had the first picker that set foot on our farm. And I won't say that was in 1951. Maybe about the same time the hospital's open.
Bullington says this was the single most important moment in Pemiscot County history. Suddenly, one machine could do the jobs of 40 people. And since then, the county's population has dropped from 50,000 to 20,000. That's 30,000 fewer people who might have used the county hospital.
The loss is a lot more significant there than it would be in New York City because it represents a much higher proportion of their total revenue.
Andrew Coburn is director of the Maine Rural Health Research Center. He says population decline also makes it harder for rural hospitals to pay off the money they borrow to do things like update their facilities.
They have to grow their revenues and be able to cover more of their debt. And that's very hard to do in a rural community where you have only so many people to serve.
Those rural communities have responded with tax levies, bond initiatives, even Kickstarter campaigns to raise cash for their hospitals. And in Pemiscot County, the hospital turned to Focus Bank, the one where Earl Bullington works, first for an emergency loan to make payroll, then for a larger $3.9 million loan to buy out their old debt.
We knew what would happen to the community had that hospital failed.
What would have happened?
Everyone out there that's listening to me and you knows what would happen. You lose your hospital, that's kind of like losing your right arm.
And losing your nearest emergency room. There's still a lot of work left to keep the hospital open, finding new payment structures, new programs, and new priorities. Financial Rescue in Pemiscot County bought the hospital a little more time to do that. Bram Sable-Smith, Side Effects, Public Media.